From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Leslie Ovalle. In downtown Miami last night, protesters called for the resignation of Puerto Rico's governor. It's the fallout from the recent leak of hundreds of text messages between Governor Ricardo Rosello and male members of his administration. The profanity-filled private chat mocked women, gays, and the victims of Hurricane Maria. WLRN intern Sherry Lynn Cabrera has this report.
Hundreds of protesters chanted "Ricky, resign" outside of Miami's Freedom Tower. Kendall resident Carlos Pilar is from Puerto Rico. He says the island has faced decades of corruption.
It's not about the chat. It's just basically a lot of things that has been going on. I think there's a conscience already that we need to do better. We need to organize ourselves and say no to corruption in the first place and be transparent.
Iniabel Ruiz lives in Miami and was born on the island. She says the governor's leaked comments about hurricane victims is disrespectful. She says her father died in a hospital after Hurricane Maria. She says the 4,000 deaths have to be accounted for. Governor Rosello said yesterday he will not resign. I'm Sherry Lynn Cabrera in Miami.
And President Trump promised last week that there would be mass immigration arrests across the country. But Florida's attorney general says her office has not received any formal complaints about violations of the new law banning so-called sanctuary cities. The law forces all state and local officials to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. That went into effect July 1st. This is WLRN News. I'm Leslie Ovalle.